We heard from Naomi Costello, who got in touch with us about their son David, who experienced a severe asthma attack, and it was only for an off-duty paramedic and the help of other paramedics arrive on scene that got him through, got him to hospital and got him on the road to recovery. We were hearing from Shane Buckley, the off-duty paramedic who spoke to us. He was the first to respond to the call. And we also heard about the ambulance crew of Greg Toomey and Adele Jennings, and also the brilliant work of the staff of UHK. Well, in a moment we're going to talk about a drive that's being made by the National Ambulance Service to recruit paramedics, but here's a little bit of Naomi talking to me about the difference they made for David.
Greg and Adele, yeah, absolutely amazing. So the child is actually autistic as well.
Okay.
They were so not only were they trying to deal with his breathing and his care, they also took into account of, is he okay with this? Will he be all right with whatever? Will we turn these lights down? Are they too bright? Will he be all right with this? Just the understanding it was above a level that I've ever come across. Yeah. They were just amazing.
Because if his autism, the sensory issues, the noise, the lights,
absolutely,
all of that would have
been
an impact on him.
It would have been so frightening. Obviously, when they came, he was just starting to come to and come with it. And it would have been a little bit overwhelming for him.
Yeah.
But they were so good that he actually coped with it and we got through this.
Yeah, there you go. That's Naomi Costello speaking to me about the severe asthma attack that caused their son David to stop breathing at age 4 at their home in Carra Lake. Well, with me on the line to talk about this and talk about the National Ambulance Service running a drive to recruit paramedics and community first responders here in Kerry and in West Cork is Ger O'Dea, National Community Engagement Manager with the National Ambulance Service. Ger, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, listen, before we talk about the drive, look, obviously brilliant training, but obviously brilliant, I suppose, perception and effort by all involved, Shane and Greg and Adele, to go into that situation of emergency and come out with a brilliant outcome and then have the wherewithal to think about his other condition, not responding, his difficulty in breathing and that.
Absolutely, Gerry. There's great credit due to everybody involved in that instance, you know, starting from our emergency call taker that was able to, you know, help mom over the phone, you know, down to Shane Buckley, who, you know, he was off duty. He received an alert on his phone as part of the off duty response scheme and, you know, gave up his own time to go to the call. And then, as you mentioned, you know, there was Adele and Greg who followed shortly afterwards. And it's just always a huge team effort. It's a system. We say it takes a system to save a life, and that starts from the people in the house realizing something's wrong, making that emergency call to 999 or 112, following the instructions of the call taker, and then, you know, everything else happens after that, you know, with the ambulance crews arriving on scene. And thankfully, in this case for David, it was a very positive outcome. And, you know, I was delighted to learn, you know, that they went above and beyond, which, you know, we always would do and adapt to any situation. And knowing that David had autism, and in fact that there were other two children in the house with autism, you know, and the stress that the family are under, they were able to take all that into account and able to adapt their treatment, you know, primarily to treat the child. But we're always conscious that there's also a family and, like you could nearly say, secondary patients that also need to be cared for. So they did an absolutely fantastic job. And as a service, we're extremely proud of what they were able to do for David at the...
And you need more of them, more of these well-trained people to staff our ambulances.
We do. We're always actively recruiting different positions within the National Ambulance Service, but currently we do have a campaign running for student paramedics. And in particular, we would like to try and recruit people into the Kerry area. We have a number of stations in Kerry that are, you know, needing staff. And, you know, we are committed to providing a service in Kerry and enhancing our capacity to make sure that we have enough ambulances on the road to be able to respond to the likes of David. So, you know, we're urging people who may have heard the story or may have always had an interest in joining the ambulance service To reach out and have a look at our social media, or to, you know, go to HSE Jobs by just Google searching it and typing in paramedic, and the campaign will come up there. Give all of the details of what's now a three-year course, and it's done in conjunction with UCC. And, you know, it's an extremely rewarding career. No 2 days are the same. You know, we get to be there to experience the joy of, you know, assisting a new mother, bringing a child into the world. But we also get to be there for the more sad calls, where we have to, you know, really pull on our empathy and our sympathy for people, and, you know, everything else in between. But, you know, it's a privileged position to be in. People are inviting you into their homes. And, you know, from my own experience of 20 years in the service, there's no greater feeling than having somebody come up to you and shake your hand and thank you for, you know, saving their life or helping their family member. It's just so rewarding, Gerry.
How do people get involved, Ger, if they want to get involved?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if they want to look at our social media, so National Ambulance Service on Instagram or Facebook, they'll find any campaign that we run generally goes out in that. So if people follow those, you know, they will see it when it comes. But currently, again, go to HSE Jobs, just search paramedic, and the student paramedic campaign is now live. And we're, you know, we're hoping that people will apply for the job, because, again, you know, it's a career for life, and it's just so rewarding.
Yeah, and you hope that with the student, focused on students, getting them into it, getting them used to it, getting them a bit of training, that it will develop into long-term applications for long-term careers.
Absolutely. There's so much scope as well in the ambulance service for progression. So you come in as a student paramedic, and then after a number of years, you can progress on to be an advanced paramedic. You know, we have our helicopters, we have our ambulance control rooms. There's so many different pathways you can take. You know, we also have what's known as a community paramedic, which is somebody who goes out to try and actually treat people in the home and keep them out of the emergency departments. So there is a lot of scope, you know, to move into management and everything else. So it really is a career for life if people would take that step and join.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Ger, well, listen, look, well done again on that, and well done to your staff and the work that they did, Adele and Greg, and also the brilliant work of Shane as well. It's a testament to you and the training that you're doing with people, that you produce people who are able to react to that sort of situation. But thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Great, Gerry, and thanks. If I could just mention as well, people often ask what is a good stepping stone into the ambulance service, and what is actually, yes, you know, another hugely rewarding thing is our community first responder system. And people can just find out more about that at becomeacfr.ie. But these are all volunteers in the community. There's a good number of them around Kerry, and they are making a difference, you know, ahead of the ambulance arriving on scene. So that is another avenue for people to explore.
Yeah, we've had a couple of remarkable stories about the work that they've done as well in the last year. Ger, thanks a million for that, and thanks for talking to us in the programme. It's Ger O'Dea there, National Community Engagement Manager with the National Ambulance Service of Ireland. They're running a drive to recruit student paramedics and also community first responders in Kerry and West Limerick. If you're interested, get involved. We've lots more on the way on Kerry Today.